You are listening to the strongest podcast in CrossFit. This is the Type 1 Lifting Podcast. All right, guys, I want to tell you a little bit about Type 1 Lifting. So Type 1 Lifting is a clothing brand that proceeds of the shirts, the hats, and everything else go to the Children's Diabetes Foundation. This whole t-shirt company started from me taking care of a five-year-old girl from the emergency department at the Children's Hospital I worked at in Atlanta for a while back. I thought I needed to do a little bit more than kind of just talk about my story. So this is how I started the clothing line, because I wanted to show people that even though diabetics have this really bad disease, we can still do amazing things in our life, and diabetes won't stop, you know, stop us reaching our goals. So go check out type1lifting.com. And, you know, if you have any questions, you can always reach me out on Instagram. It's type1lifting, and hope you guys enjoy the show. Hey guys, we have a new sponsor for the Type 1 Lifting podcast. The company's called Liberté Lifestyle. So Liberté is a French word meaning freedom, and the company was founded on the desire to have freedom to choose what we want to do with our lives. I actually had the owner, Nicole, on my podcast on episode 28. So if you want to go back and listen to her, she talks about how she started the company and what she wants to do in the future with the company, which is pretty cool. So they actually have knee sleeves, wrist wraps, shirts, shorts. Love the knee sleeves. I have the ice cream knee sleeves and I love them so much. They haven't, the neoprene's still good. The seams haven't split compared to other knee sleeves that I've had in the past. And I'm planning to keep these for a very, very long time. So Nicole actually gave me a promo code for you guys too. So it's all capital letters, T-Y-P-E and the number one. So it's type one. So go to libertelifestyle.com, check out what they have in the store, use the promo code type one and save some coin. Now let's go to the episode. All right, guys, welcome to a new episode of the Type 1 Lifting Podcast. I have a track coach, semifinals athlete, and now on a team now, Ashley Shoemaker. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. Thank you for doing this. I know you've been on one podcast before. Have you done other podcasts at all?
I think I did the Clydesdale and I did my husband's, the Brute Strength, like 1 year, like a year ago.
So, yeah. What do you think about podcasts?
I should listen to my husband's more than I should. He's always like, did you listen to that? I'm like, no. I think I've listened at it maybe like three episodes.
Hey, you're busy. It's hard. It's hard. Like sitting down, listening to like an hour and a half of a conversation. like if you're driving like an hour and a half to one place, yeah, I'd say fine. But like, it's hard. Even like listening to podcasts in my house, it's like, even I don't do it because I'm too busy like working. Or if I'm driving to pick up my kids or drop them off, I'll listen to like a podcast for like 10 minutes max. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And it's like so hard to like catch up on all the podcasts that are going around.
Yeah, it's normally a road trip if I'm going to be listening to one.
Yeah. So do you have like any favorite ones you like to listen to at all? Or?
Ooh. No, honestly, if I usually do pick one, I try to listen to my husband so that I'm like, okay, I was supportive and I listen to it.
So you don't listen to like serial killer like podcasts or anything like that? Because I know
I think I did Man in the Window. I think that's the only one I can remember that I feel like it stuck with me.
Okay, because I know first I don't know why, but like I don't know why girls are obsessed with like murders and like serial killers and stuff like that. Like I don't get it. Like can you give me some information on that?
Ooh, I don't know. We did. Me and my friend Kate, we said we watched a lot of Criminal Minds. Mm-hmm. Like all serial killers.
I think you guys are doing it just to, you know, you find ideas that you like. If your husband really pisses you off, you can find a way to kill him and not get in trouble.
Right. Yeah, get rid of the bodies.
Yes, exactly. But yeah. So I was doing some research on you, and you're actually from Georgia.
Yes.
And you're from Macon, Georgia, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
Correct.
So I am a transplant. I'm from Massachusetts and moved down to Gainesville. And okay. So Gainesville is like way like 40 minutes north of the city of Atlanta. And you're like, was it like half an hour, 40 minutes south of the city?
I feel like it's like closer to like an hour and a half. For like
that's right. Yeah.
And then, but we were, so that's where I'm from originally. And then we're in Birmingham.
Okay.
I've been in Birmingham since college. Yeah.
Yeah. So what was it like growing up in Macon as a kid?
It was good. I like loved it. I didn't live, we lived a little bit outside of Macon. So we had a little bit more like property, not like a lot, like 2 or 3 acres. So I always grew up, I feel like doing more yard work and things than like other children. That's what I always say. I was like, I carried buckets of rocks and things as punishment.
Yeah.
And my dad's like super handy. Like if they have like a full blown like garden and stuff like that. Like I feel like, and he's always, we were always like out doing a lot of things like outside versus inside growing up.
So did it take you like an hour and a half to mow the lawn pretty much?
Oh, no, no, no. And it wasn't that bad. We had the riding lawnmower. So that was pretty fast. The 360 nice. Turn.
Oh, nice. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. So my dad back in the day, like we had this like old rickety red, like it had to be from like the 50s or something like that. Like a lawnmower. I don't even know what it was. Like there was no logo on the side of the thing. And like anytime it broke down, he would sit there for hours to fix it. And I'm like, Dad, like just, we can go get a lawnmower like down the street for like $100 or like whatever. And he's like, no, this thing's still good. Let's finish it up. And so and like, yeah, that, we'd be buried that thing. Yeah. But yeah, it's crazy. Like just all the new, like the 360 turnarounds and all that. Yeah. It's insane. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, and
I think I hit a pot one time and my dad was like, you're not allowed to drive that thing anymore.
Oh man. So were you pretty athletic as in high school? Well, obviously you were because you went to Sanford, but like so what was, you know, how did track get involved? Like how did you get involved with track?
So I have an older brother and I feel like honestly like I followed pretty much whatever he did. So mm-hmm. He did cross country, so I got into cross country. And then I've always played basketball growing up. I was a better basketball player probably than track. And then my brother did track. And then he was a distance runner in college and I was like more the other side, like multis. So it's kind of funny because I ended up starting out as a distance, but realized I was like better hurdling and like all those things like foot speed. Mm-hmm. So yeah, everyone was running track since I was in like fifth grade. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very cool. Very cool. It's, and you never get bored of it at all?
Oh, well, I don't know. So you did say I was like coaching track. So I actually had to give up. I gave up coaching track this past year for the first time ever because I wanted to go team and I knew I had to go travel. So I kind of made that commitment this year. So that was like, that was hard to like, this is actually my first year that I have not gone to track practice, like probably since I was in like fifth grade. And it was like very weird.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy. Like you wake up one morning, you're like, what do I do? What do I do?
Yeah. I mean, I still had to go to work.
Yeah.
Jobs, but I was like, oh, this is weird. I'm like, I'm not going outside today. Cause usually spend a lot of time outside.
Yeah. So I know you're as you being like an athlete, I think in was it 2013, you were the outstanding outdoor and indoor athlete for Sanford.
Yes.
So like what was that like when you won that award?
I think it's really cool because it's kind of like I didn't start out as a multi doing like all those events. I think that was what's coolest. I mean, it's kind of like CrossFit, like you learn your couple things you're good at and you just keep building on it. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of like how my coach, like he even like built our program, like around the multis. Cause I was really came in just as like a hurdler, pole vaulter, and then just started doing all the events. It was kind of just contributing like so that we could eventually like win.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. And then after you left, you went to coaching and then you won, like, I think it was like from, was it 2015 to like 2021? You guys were like the, you know, conference champions, like all like the whole time through that gap.
Yeah, it's crazy. They just won another outdoor championship today. I think the men and the women, because like keeping up with some of the athletes.
Yeah, and that's D1 too, correct?
Do you
division,
say what?
Is it Division 1 AA or
yes.
Okay, Division 1? That's cool. That's awesome. Very cool. So obviously, like you know, you started CrossFit relatively late.
Yes.
In life. And so
I would have started much earlier, and I'm in the old. I'm.
Yeah, so so you started in 2021, was that
yes. So I started, yeah, my first time doing the open was 2021, and then I went to semis last year, so 2022, and then going team this year.
That's insane.
It's one of those things. So I don't know, have you heard of Iron Tribe?
Yes.
Yeah, so I work for Iron Tribe, and so I don't know, like, you know, like the, do you like knowing the background?
A little bit. I was doing some research on it before we were talking. So isn't it like a, it's almost like a, what do you call it? Like an F-45 kind of deal. Like it's kind of like other people in different states can own like a piece of the company.
Yeah, so we do have a franchise. They have franchises, but it started out years ago as CrossFit. Mm-hmm. And we broke away when they used to make you pay like the affiliate fee. And so you can't franchise. So we dropped the CrossFit and like stepped away from CrossFit because we wanted to make like a model that you people could essentially franchise and make like a brand out of it. Yeah. So now we have group classes and we have semi-personal training and then like some online clients. It's like, well, yeah. But that was kind of like interesting why like I didn't do CrossFit, because actually in my contract years ago when I first signed on, it said you couldn't do CrossFit. which it makes it like they were taking like a big step away from it just to like separate, because we had a problem like a lot of the coaches would go to the other gyms to do the CrossFit workouts, you know, when the CrossFit open and all that stuff in regionals. Mm-hmm. So we had to like break away and like put some rules in place, which totally makes sense. But yeah. We had been separated from CrossFit for so long. I like literally asked my boss and I was like, hey, so do I need to go find a new job or can I like participate this year? And she was like, you're actually one of the first people that sat across from me at this table that I'm like, you know what? I think you can actually make it. So like, she's like, you can go for it.
That's awesome. So what made you get into coaching at Iron Tribe?
So I was a GA at Stanford when I first started. I was finishing my master's and basically I needed a job to pay the bills.
True.
And so one of the, someone had reached out through Stanford, because actually a lot of Stanford people like end up working at Iron Tribe. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of us. So someone had reached out to me and was like, hey, I think you would like enjoy this. And it just kind of fit with the schedule, because I've coached mornings basically for the past like almost like 6 years until like this year. Mm-hmm. So I wake up at 5 a.m., coach classes, was done by like 10, 11. And then I could make it to the track by like 1 o'clock to coach.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So when did you realize, like, I mean, obviously your coach said like she had a feeling that you'd actually would, you know, do something out of CrossFit. So like, when did you realize that you were like, hey, I'm pretty good at this?
I did some local comps. Honestly, it's probably when I started dating my husband. He was like, you should really actually start trying. And I was like, no. He was like, you really need to actually get some like individualized like programming and like fix your weaknesses. And he was like, I really think you can like do something with it. So I was like, okay.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, how did you meet him?
At a CrossFit comp.
Okay. Okay.
So his family actually used to have an Iron Tribe in Raleigh. So we kind of knew each other through Iron Tribe. And then he moved back to Birmingham. And we kind of saw he at a competition, and it's kind of how we hit it off.
Yeah. So did he purposely move to Birmingham for you? Like, dude, is it like, oh wait, I know she's here, so I think I'm gonna move over.
I wish it was that, but no, he originally moved to take over the family business. But then now he's actually not gonna do that. Yeah. he's actually going full time into brute strength. So
yeah. So how is he liking that as a coach? And I think he's, from what I read for his bio, he's a CMO of Brute.
Yes.
Senior marketer, like the chief marketing officer.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's involved in all of it. Him and Matt Torres are working together now. And then I know he has like, he's like over 50 clients now, I think.
Jeez.
Yeah. So
that's crazy.
He's funny. He coaches way more girls. I think it's really interesting.
Yeah. So do you get it like, do you ever talk to him and say, hey, like, what's the deal? You're coaching all these girls. And like, I know, cause he's coaching you too as well.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Do you like say like, hey, you know, you may want to lay it off of this girl so I could get better at it. Like how does that dynamic work?
No, I think, but the funniest thing is there's a couple of us that are friends that he coaches, and he makes sure to know in the workout if we have the similar workout, because he'll put same as Mary or same as Charity, because he knows that we'll talk crap in a group message. Yeah. And so that's what was funny. And he goes, I know y'all are going to talk about it. He goes, so I just went ahead and let y'all know you had the similar workout.
Awesome. That's so cool. And so how does the dynamic work for you, like him as a coach and then him as a husband? So like, when does it switch off to like, you know, not being a coach and being a husband?
Sometimes I have to remind him as he's like, don't eat those cookies. But he's pretty good about it. I'm trying to think, and it's nice because we work out the house together. So I think mm-hmm. it's because sometimes he can like work out with me on the weekends and like he's able to like watch me versus he's not completely like remote for like he is to like some other people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. I mean, at least he gets like a, I mean, technically a physical one-on-one, but like, you know, and he's in and like, you know, if he watches you the whole time and says, hey, you know, you may want to focus on doing this instead of this. And so, and it's like, you don't need to send them videos or anything like that. You're just like, okay, like here's like my handstand pushups. Like, what do you think I could fix on that? You know, stuff like that.
And then it's like, also it's like, it's kind of like quality time if we're working out in the basement together. So it's enjoyable too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good to suffer. It's good to suffer with your significant other, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife and I, well, not now, but like we used to do Murph together, like at least maybe like 3 or 4 times a year. So she's like, I'm bored. I need to do a workout. I'm like, you want to do Murph? And she's like, yeah, that's fine. And so we'll do like Murph together. Obviously, like she won't
that
be wearing
would not a- be my choice.
Well, I mean, it's easy for her. I mean, so it's like, well, not because she doesn't wear a weight vest. She just kind of goes at her own like tempo and whatever like that. And so we've done that and it's fun. But there was one time we did a box jump workout and my toe hit the box and I almost like landed on top of her. Because she was like doing something else, doing like I don't know, dumbbell push presses, and I was like I almost crushed her, and so she literally went down the hallway to do the workout because we was in an unfinished basement. So she's like, just get away from me because I know you're gonna kill me.
That's funny.
but I know in a previous podcast that you said that you know you have some weaknesses, especially being a track athlete. They don't typically work on strength and mobility and stuff like that, because you typically do like power cleans and then like, you know, rack pulls or something like that. So how are you managing to, you know, get stronger throughout the season?
Yeah, we focus, it's like one of those things, like I don't hardly ever get to deadlift anymore. I love deadlifting, but it's like one of those things, it was not a weakness. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we've worked like really hard on like getting my like back squat up, my like front squat, like just all those things. And that's like the biggest thing I tell is just like leg endurance. I did, you know, like battery work.
No, like, what is that?
Yeah. So it's like, so if you do like a 1 rep max and then you like rest and you take like your 90% and you do like an AMRAP for like 8 minutes, like you should be able to get, Mike said you should be able to get like 20 reps. I was able to do like 6, 7. And it's like learning that like, oh, like, which makes sense. Like I'm a power output for like track, like a very good, like a 1. Mm-hmm. Like 1 max effort, and so like realizing that you can't like do it multiple times, so like we did like trained a lot of that and fix that like weakness. Still working on my gymnast. That's the biggest reason why I'm not going indie this year, is I just feel like I need a lot more work on my pulling volume for like gymnastics and stuff. I just am still not there.
Yeah, I mean it's hard for taller athletes. I mean you're 5'9", I'm 6'6", so like it takes so much longer for us to, you know, do a full range of motion of movement, like a muscle up. So we get down and we get the swing and it takes like a hot minute just to get from like, you know, the back part to kip up. And so, yeah, it's hard, and especially it's taxing on your back and all your like pulling muscles. So you're going to fatigue a lot quicker.
Yeah. It's just hard to get going.
Yeah. It's, oh my gosh. Like I did a workout with this one guy. He was like half my size and he was 18. I'm 43. So I'm old. So, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to bury this kid. And so it was a pull-up workout. And so I videotaped it and he was like right next to me. So I took a break and I'm like, hey, what rep are you on? And he's like twice the number that I am. So I think it was at like, you know, let's say 12, he was at 24. I'm like, this, there was no way. And so I looked at the back of the video, every one of mine, he was doing 2.
Yeah.
And I'm like, guy, I can't game it. Like, I can't win that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you want to win a rowing event.
Yeah. So did you do that rowing wall ball workout from the open? Was it 19?
No, I did not. That was not, I wasn't doing it yet. I think I maybe have done it, but it wasn't when I was actually doing them.
Oh, I think that would have been your jam.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you said gymnastics and stuff. So how, like, what's the training program for you to, I mean, I don't know if you want to tell your deep secrets about it, but okay. Okay. So like, cause I'm kind of asking for me. So how do you kind of get stronger with the pulling and the gymnastic movements? Like how is your husband like programming it for you?
Yeah. So we realized there were certain things. Have you done like a weighted 1 rep strict pull up?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's like a certain percentage. And so we did the, which I think girls are supposed to be able to do like 50% of your body weight. I could not do that. So honestly, we've done more like weighted, like strict stuff. And even like we realized I was having a hard time. Even just hold like a static hold was like really hard for me at the top of the bar. Mm-hmm. It was like holding. And I think that was like, I think that sometimes it's hard when you're athletic. You just get up there or you just start doing it, but you didn't actually have the fundamentals to actually like build upon. So I feel like that was kind of like some things we had to kind of go back to like the basics of like, we're going to do holds. We're going to do negatives. We're going to do weighted strict pull-ups, like all the things that I basically hate.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Like, do you do barbell rows and stuff like that?
Yeah. Pendulay rows. Yeah. And yeah,
all that good stuff. Just get that posterior chain a lot bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. And so, when you actually made it to semifinals, semifinals at the Granite Games, last year?
Yes.
So what was going through your mind that were you like, when you went to the open, you're like, oh my gosh, I got a spot at semifinals.
Like when, for this last year?
For Granite Games.
Oh yeah. Well, I was like freaking out. Cause I was also in the middle of like coaching a track meet. I had to drive, like we were in Mississippi. I had to drive. Do you know Dex Hopkins is?
Yep.
Yeah. So I like literally, I think I coached Friday. Well, I worked out that morning, did one of the workouts, drove and coached a track meet, like stayed at Dex's house because it was the closest. He had the closest gym in like Mississippi that had a 15-foot rope because the other gym nearby didn't. Mm-hmm. So like, and then I like woke up that morning and like asked Dex to like judge me. I was like, judge me. And then like, I thought I did so bad on that workout. Like Micah was like, I don't think you're going to make it. He was like, yeah, I think you maybe should like consider skipping the track meet and like going and redoing the workout. And so I was literally like, should I skip the track meet today and go redo that workout? Cause I think the shuttle run workout, I mean, the scores were all over the place. Mm-hmm. So I was like literally coaching, like, and just like thinking, like refreshing the leaderboard, just like waiting. I think my coworker was making fun of me. He was like, you have not moved all day. You've just been sitting in the same spot.
Yeah. Just looking at your phone the whole time and like refreshing the whole time. Yeah. I could definitely see that. But what was it like when you actually made it to, the Granite Games and actually, you know, seeing all these other elite athletes, were you like, okay, I'm meant to be here? Or like, what was kind of like the attitude going into, you know, Granite Games?
It's always fun. It's so funny. People are always like, Ashley, you never smile, which I'm just not a smiley person when I'm competing regardless. But yeah. It's also like really hard. I feel like I hate losing. And so even though I know like, oh, I'm actually probably, that was a good, like that was my best today. Mm-hmm. But I still hate like losing. It's really funny. People are always like, just have fun. And I'm like, no, I can't have fun. Like I may not be capable of winning, but I still hate losing that bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's the athlete in you. Like I played college sports. I played like sports after and like playing CrossFit. Like it's, you always want to win. You always want to do good and you always want to like push yourself. And then like, if you don't win, you get pissed.
Yeah. Well, even having like a weird team has like been very different from individual. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, it makes sense why I did track. Cause I like losing all on my own. I like went like, if I want to lose, I like to lose by myself.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you. I hear you. And you said you went team this year. So how did this team get together? And like, were you the one that kind of like implement, like talk to everybody and say, hey, you know, I'm thinking about doing a team. You want to hop on? Or like, how did the whole, you know, process work to you, all you guys to join together?
So L coaches, Coach L with Brute, he coaches all of them. They're the Brutes. They actually went to the games in 2021. Mm-hmm. So they've been training together for like a long time, like 4 years or so. And they, Coach L was actually in our wedding. He was one of Micah's like groomsmen. So we kind of all just like know each other. Mm-hmm. And then once they changed the rules this year where you didn't have to live a certain distance as long as you could complete the workouts all at the same gym, it was kind of like, okay, I still think I'm not ready to go to the games by myself because of my gymnastics. So I was like, well, do I go with a team that I think can make the games? And so that was kind of, would I rather go to the games with a team or not go at all? So I ended up picking. I was like, well, I guess this year, let's go team and figure, see if we can make it all the way.
Yeah. And what has been the learning curve from you going from being an individual to going into a team?
I think it's just interesting in certain workouts when you have to play to whoever's like weakness of like whichever event it is. It's like you can't, you know, like crush that person. You have to like pace it to make sure that like you're still going to pace it like is the best for everybody so that you can finish mm-hmm. in the long run. That makes sense.
No, I completely agree. And the good thing is sometimes you get longer rest periods compared to individual where you have to like go. And so you're like, okay, I can kind of get a little breath here and kind of relax. And then, okay, now I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. There is more you go, I go, which is kind of plays, I guess it's more like track in a way of like my background, which is like intervals, because that's basically like all we track does is like an interval.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so do you, so is there like a team, are you considered the team captain or like, is there like just one person that's like running the show and like, you know, managing out all you guys at once?
No, I would not say so. I feel like Cece does a good job. I feel like she does a good job of reining us all in. Make sure everybody's on the same page.
Yeah.
She's the fittest enough to talk while we're doing burpees over the worm.
Oh, then you're perfect. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. Like she's it. So, yeah. So, how do you guys communicate through each other? Like during a workout, like how does that work? Do you guys like, you know each other's like, you know, ticks and stuff like that? Or like whenever they say something, you know, like what to do next.
I feel like it's funny. I feel like anytime we mess up on the worm, I feel like it's usually my fault just because I'm like the new one versus they kind of know each other better. Mm-hmm. I did tell them the other day, I was like, any type of worm, I was like, if I say like, I need to stop, it's like, I need to stop. It's not like I've already pushed through like what I could push through. So that's why I did tell them, if I say like, I need to rest or pause, like I really mean it.
Yeah. And how much of a learning curve was it to from the worm to use that?
I will say, I think that's one of the things I wish that we could probably practice like every week, but obviously like, I don't live there and they all live in Ohio. But I think they came down like 3 weeks ago and I feel like that was, we did a really long, awful workout. It was like 75 minutes with the worm. And gross. I feel like that was one of those moments, like, it can't be any worse than this. So I feel like it now has made all the other workouts like doable.
Yeah. Yeah. So how are your ears after the first couple times of using the worm?
Oh, my ears have been fine. I have to take out my earrings. But most of the time it's my ponytail gets stuck. So I have to figure out different hair for the worm.
Yeah. You got to put it like right in the back of the middle, not like, yeah. or down below. So
yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. So obviously the workouts came out already. So have you seen the workouts and what are your thoughts about how the workouts are?
I love a good, power clean workout. Well, I will be power cleaning. I will not be squatting. So that me and Cece were really excited about that workout. Cause we actually, you know, the clean and jerk workout for quarters.
Yep.
Me and her got over 40 reps like by ourselves in 5 minutes. Yeah.
That's insane.
Just me and her. Cause she's really strong too. So we're like, we love a heavy barbell. I'm excited about the 400 meter sprint. I just tested that one today. It's crazy. I was telling Micah, like I don't run that much anymore. Cause Micah doesn't let me really run.
I think you've done enough of that. So
yeah, I ran a 69 second 400 on the air runner downstairs and I haven't like touched like a track, like, and it's just like, but it's just like weird how you can be like, so like biking and rowing and everything can make you still so fit. And then just immediately sat down on the bench and did dumbbell bench. So
crazy, crazy. So did you see the work? I don't know if I got it right, but, it was a workout on CrossFit, on CrossFit.com. It was a team one. It was like, you had to do like a sandbag hold as well.
I was working on that one before dinner.
What did you think about that one?
I think that was gonna be the hardest part of the workout, was just holding that sandbag.
Yeah.
They haven't said how long, or I'm hoping it's not the whole time the person's running. that's what I'm hoping it's not.
I'm like looking at it, I'm like, is this has to be like the most, one of the most complicated workouts you could do. And there's another, like there's a couple other ones where like it's all this random stuff like put together. I don't know if it was from like the individuals or whatnot, but it was just like how are you guys, like what's the whole process of the programming? That was out what I was wondering.
Yeah, it was like there's a lot of switch, like that handstand push-up workout. I'm like, is that finishable in 16 minutes with all the switches?
probably not. But I obviously like the new semifinal system is, you know, east west kind of deal. So yeah. what were your thoughts on like the new semifinal season, or did you like it where it was before, like a couple of years ago?
I just feel like they still didn't divide up the east and the west fairly, because even mm-hmm. we were talking about this, I think my team is ranked 9th going into the east semifinals.
Yeah,
and we were 22nd in the world, but had if the 10th place team in the west is like ranked like 49th.
That's crazy. Yeah,
so it's like, why that this just, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, there's a guy, so Mike Poolboy Olivas, he actually he came from California, the East Coast, and he's on CrossFit 1977. And so he was saying that he his team, I think, placed like 20th or something like that in the East. But if they went to the West, they'd be like the eighth team and making it to the CrossFit Games, which is insane.
Yeah. It's just like, it's like SEC football. I feel like that's the best equivalent. It's just like.
True. Are you a Georgia fan, by the way?
No, I'm just not really a fan. Like, I could care less.
Okay.
If it's all like, right. If I have to come down, if it's Georgia versus Alabama, I'll pick Georgia. But
yeah, that my son's getting really hooked on like Georgia and Michigan too. So I'm a big Michigan fan for some reason. And so I'm like, I like them. And he's just like, I'll watch Michigan and Georgia. That's it. And I'm like, all right, whatever. Yeah. But it's like, it's not fair. Like SEC just like mops the floor with everybody. So, and that's like kind of like the East Coast where like it's a lot stronger. So I think they should give out like more seeds in the East compared to the West, because it's going to be a cakewalk. Like there's a bunch of people that probably moved over to the West Coast realizing like, hey, I have a shot to make it to the games or do something if I'm on the West compared to the East. Cause if you look at the East, it's like, it's insane. Oh yeah.
No, if I was going to do Indy, we were going to, cause Mississippi is considered the West. This is crazy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We were just going to drive. I don't know why people were so scared to divide up north and south still. I'm just I'm like, it's not gonna cause problems again. Just divide it up north and south America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you could just like make like, you know, I don't know, like Kansas City, like Missouri or something like that, like part of the south or something like that, even though it's more like north or in the middle. It's like just figure out like how many people are going to in quarterfinals and then kind of split it up that way. So, but what do I know? I'm not part of CrossFit, so I really, I'm just a talking head. So that's
it. I'm sure they'll do something different again next year.
Yeah, I mean, for the love of God, just keep it the same thing for the next couple of years. You know, don't keep on changing it, because people don't like change and it doesn't look good, pretty much.
Yeah.
So what are you guys, obviously going to the games is like the biggest expectation for your team, but like, do you guys have like, you know, a place you want to get into the semifinals? Do you want to be in like the top five, or like, what are your thoughts for semifinals, or just like pretty much just get a spot in to go to the games?
Yeah. I think we're just, as long as we're top 10, we're happy.
Okay. And then, so are you guys going to meet up in Alabama, or just cause you guys going to meet up in Orlando for, and how?
I'm actually going to fly out there Friday, this Friday.
Okay.
To Ohio. And actually we're going to like practice a couple of things, like the worms and stuff a little bit more. And then I fly back to Birmingham, got to go to work for 2 days and then fly back out after work on Tuesday.
Yeah. So you're flying in Orlando on Tuesday night or Wednesday?
Yeah. Tuesday night. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And so do you guys have like a gym you can get a train at all, like while you're there, or like what's the,
I hadn't even thought that far ahead yet.
See, that's why you got me. That's why you got me.
I'm just along. Probably CC and L will have figured it out.
I mean, there's tons of CrossFit gyms there in Orlando. Yeah. So it's like one of the biggest surpluses of CrossFit gyms.
Yeah. So I'm sure, or Micah's figured it out. I'm like, just tell me what to do.
Yeah. So is he going to, obviously he's going to be there, cause he's probably got a bunch of brute athletes there.
Yeah. I think he may just only have one other girl, my friend, Mary. is competing, that he coaches, and he has a girl that made it in the Europe semifinal. So maybe all that he has personally is two other girls.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
So is he flying to Europe, or is that the same time?
He's gonna go to Germany. Yeah, it's later.
Okay. So are you gonna go with him at all, or is it just gonna be him?
He's gonna be him. I'm running out of vacation days.
True.
That's the bad thing about having a real job. You start vacation days just to go work out.
Yeah, and then like try to go to the CrossFit and then go to the CrossFit games. So you gotta say like, listen, I need to take like a whole another week off. So
yeah, I'm already at my max vacation days that Iron Tribe offers, because I've been there for almost 7 years. So I'm like, they don't even give, which is pretty good. We get like 21 days, so it's like 3 weeks. They start to go very fast when you are CrossFitting.
Yeah, well, you could use your sick days too.
Yeah. Oh no, our sick days and work days count the same.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my job. So they give you like a week of sick days, and then you give you like 2 or 3 weeks of vacation time too. So it's just like,
I think it's all the same.
Yeah. So if you're like,
they would work with me probably if I did get sick, like they would work with me or something. But
yeah, because like there was one time I was gonna go on vacation. I'm like, I'll just use all my sick time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not feeling well on these dates, so sorry. So, but yeah, it's hard to get vacation time, especially working, you know, a full-time job too. And so how do you manage working a full-time job and, you know, training at the same time too?
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting, because sometimes it feels like, even though I work at a gym, it feels like I actually cannot work out that much. Because I really try. Like, we have classes like running from like 5:15 to 7 o'clock at night. And so there's like usually a 2 hour window that we don't have a class. And if I do work out, it's probably from like 1 to 2:30. But like, I also try to be like really respectful of like not working out in class, you know, because our gym isn't, you know, like some people have like open gym or don't care if you're doing your own thing on the side, but like we really try like not to do that. So just not our culture. So, but luckily I do live close by, so sometimes I'm like, hey, I gotta go, I'm gonna go work out at my house for an hour and a half, and I will be right back.
Yeah. So do you do like pull-ups once in a while, like while you're like coaching a class? You're like, all right guys, doing great, keep it up. Like, is that what you do?
No, I might do some rehab exercise in the corner.
Yeah. I was a personal trainer for, I think it was like, gosh, like 12 years. And so I was at a global gym. And so the biggest pet peeve of mine was people on their cell phones as trainers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, just sitting there, like, it doesn't look good while you're doing that. Just FYI, like get an iWatch or something like that where you could see your text messages and, or do something, but like, it looks bad. And even like, I used to cross my arms like this too, watching people. And I'm like, oh, and then someone went up to me, actually one of the district managers is like, hey, I know you're really focused into this workout for this person working out, but that doesn't look good. And he's like showing me, he's like, look what I'm doing. So does this look like you're really impressed about the, you know, training and stuff? I'm like, shit, you're right. So
we say no coffee mugs on the floor. You can't walk around with a coffee cup. It's bad.
No.
Yeah, but yeah, it's like we like really like try to make sure things like that people like don't do, or like don't coach with your phone out there or your computer. But it's also funny how simple things you have to remind people not to do.
Yeah. What's
smile.
Exactly. Yeah. It's crazy. So what is your all time biggest pet peeve as a, like for personal trainers?
Ugh.
There's so many.
It's being on their phone. It just bothers. I think I can respect somebody like quick text message, put it down, but just constantly and not talking to people. Like once the workout starts and coach is not coaching throughout the class, it's just like my biggest like pet peeve. I'm like, just because the workout started 3, 2, 1, go doesn't mean that you are not gonna not coach anymore.
Yeah.
Like don't just be a cheerleader, you know?
Yep. And my other big pet peeve is where you have somebody that like a trainer that's training somebody, and all of a sudden they're like talking and giving hugs to like other people that are not even part of the workout. And it's just like you're not focusing on your client and they can get hurt. Like you gotta like be focused, be like, hey, you know, hey, what's going on? Thank you for, you know, good to see you. See you later. I got a client. So, but I don't know. I've seen so many shit shows of trainers in the gym. It's like almost like a revolving door when it comes to personal training. Like they go to one gym and it's just like, oh, they're all great and stuff like that. And all of a sudden they just start sucking and then they just leave and then go to another gym and they quit that because it's not their fit. It's just, it's always a revolving door. It's so hard.
I would say that's what, at least Iron Tribe, I feel like it's done a good job of like our coaches, most of them have stayed for like a very long like time. So it's good. So it's been nice. Even like the guy I worked with at the Mountain Brook gym, he's been there for over 10 years. So it's really cool to get all friends.
Yeah. And why do you think like people stay longer on Iron Tribe compared to like other gyms?
Well, I think it's really cool. I know most gyms like can't do this, but we actually have a full-time salary and benefits and then just like a bonus structure. And it's just been, you know, I think a lot of coaches like work all day, you know, from like 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. But like, we actually have like a shift. So like the morning shift is 5 to 1, you know, and then, or your shift is 11 to 7, which is like really great when your shift is 5 to 1. I mean, you get, it was really nice when I was coaching in the mornings. I manage now. But sometimes I'm like, it's nice to get your stuff done by 1. And it's like, you can be out by the pool on Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Have a couple of mimosas or something like that. So, speaking about mimosas, are you, what's your favorite drink at all? Do you like drinking or are you kind of stop during training or like, how does that work?
No, I like to drink. I like wine. I'm a wine person.
Okay. What's your favorite?
Pinot Noir.
Okay.
Pretty much
okay.
Any red though.
Okay. Yeah. I like a good Cabernet. I haven't drunk wine in a while. It's been a hot minute. I'm mostly like a vodka soda water kind of guy.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's just so easy. It's like easy to drink and stuff like that. So, and especially during the summertime, put a little bit of ice in it or whatever. And there you go. You're happy.
Yeah. Yeah. My husband doesn't drink. So then he's always my DD. So it's good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, when that works, you know, I mean, my wife was pregnant twice. So it's just like, yeah. You know, she was the DD the whole time. So we're getting close to the end. So I have a couple of like not listener questions, but like rapid fire questions. They're not really rapid fire, but like just take as long, much time as you want to. But so obviously going to the games is like one of the biggest things that your goal is for this year. Do you have any other goals like personal or business-wise that you want to hit by the end of the year?
I have some personal like gym goals of just like membership and stuff and just like growing my like gym that I'm at. Mm-hmm. But that would probably be the biggest like work personal goal.
Okay. Anything personal?
I feel like CrossFit's like my personal space right now.
True. True.
You know, that's what is all consuming.
Okay. Okay. So what
house
do you
project, house projects? That's
so you must be a big HGTV fan then.
Oh yeah. Yes, I was at one point in time when I watched Chip and Joanna. That was good.
Yeah. I was like hooked on them. I was just like, wow, they do some amazing stuff.
Yeah.
And then I finally got off the bandwagon real quick. So, cause I just didn't have time to sit down and watch TV and handle kids at the same time. So what are some things that you like to do that nobody knows you like doing?
Ooh. I feel like I'm pretty open with everybody. Kind of thing.
We can call it like a guilty pleasure.
Oh, I don't even know if it's a guilty pleasure. I would say people probably wouldn't know that I actually like enjoy like fishing because we don't get to do it much anymore. You know, like I feel like if someone actually be like, hey, Ashley, do you want to go like trout fishing or something? I'd be like, yeah. but around here, no one's going to take me to go do that.
you would love the lake that I'm on. So up in where I live, I live on like a private lake. And so there's one of the guys were building a dock for us and he went fishing. He caught like a 5-pound bass and the bass mouth was like, literally like that big. It was huge. And I was like sitting there like, how did you get that? Cause like my son and I would go fishing to like, you know, try to catch fish. And he got this like little puny one. It's probably like, you know, the size of my hand, like size of like my four fingers. And it's just like, how did you get that? And he's like, it's in the bait, man. And I'm like, yeah, I'm using worms and everything and it's not working. Like, I don't know. And then my son starts losing patience like real quick because he's got so much ADD. Yeah, his ADD is like all over the place. He's just like, oh, all right, next, what's new?
Mom says he's a catcher, not a fisher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one likes it, it's catching.
Yep, exactly. So do you have a favorite book you like to read?
Ooh, I've been, these are probably the guilty pleasure books. I've been on a lot of my plane trips, I've been reading those Colleen books, the Million Heart Pieces. I feel like they're like, oh, sappy. Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's a good favorite to say, but like charity got me reading those while on plane to Ohio for the past like 6 times.
Nice. So you don't read like self-help books or anything like that at all? No, you can't do it.
I probably should widen my horizon, but it's just one of those things. I feel like you're so tired. I don't want to put anything else in my brain.
Yeah, you got to venture out. Like it's just like, yeah, you got to like, you know, escape the world once in a while. And that's, yeah, those are the type of books you should read when on a plane. Definitely. Awesome. Very cool. So what is in your gym bag?
What's in my gym bag?
Everything. Ooh.
Everything. You'll find some like Sour Patch Kids at the bottom.
Nice.
There's always Tiger Balm. Some Firefly. Have you heard of Firefly? Those are in my bag.
What are those?
They're like little, like almost like a portable stem. They're like newer to the market, I guess. Okay. My friend Jake sells them. But they like, I forget which nerve. You put it on your like leg nerves and it helps stimulate recovery. Sometimes those are good for like plane rides. I'm trying to think. All the typical things: wrist wraps, knee sleeves, shoes.
Okay. So with that Firefly stim, have you used it on a plane? And has anybody watched you with your legs like twitching like all over the place and look at you like, what is this girl doing over there?
No, I haven't got any weird looks from that. It's always if I have cupping marks on me, if people are like, think there's something wrong with you, have these cupping marks. They're like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, are you a cutter? No, yeah, no, it's not a cutter. I'm just, yeah, I'm using cupping. Jeez, just chill out. I'm okay. I'm fine. This is the kind of question that I added on, but what are you and your husband like to do on the off times of you not doing CrossFit or him coaching?
Ooh, we go to our favorite sushi spot. And then we've gotten big. He's very big into pickleball.
Okay.
I think it was funny. One day he was like, I'm going to go play pickleball with my friends. And I looked at him. I said, you mean all of my friends? Because they're literally, it was all girls that were playing. but I think we spent like three hours on a Sunday playing pickleball.
Nice. Hey, it's like an active recovery.
Yeah.
So do you like pickleball or are you kind of like, it is what it is?
I feel like they've left me behind. I feel like because I had to actually work out and train and they're like, okay, we're gonna go play pickleball, Ashley. And I'm like, well, I still gotta like do another session. So I feel like they got really good and I did not get better. So now like no one wants to be on my team.
I hear you. Well, you got after the games to do it. So to get better. So, and yeah, I bet you're probably one of those people that like, if you don't get it really quick, you get really pissed off and then like you force yourself to get better.
Oh, I don't know. Pickleball, I'm kind of like after like 3 games, I'm like, okay, I'm done. Okay. I don't continue to play. I think because I'm not winning, I'm like, I'm fine.
This one's a little deep. So, you know, let's just say this is your last day on Earth, and all your friends are around you. How do you want people to know you as?
Know me as? Ooh. I would say a straight shooter, but like kind to everybody.
Okay. All right.
A lot of people always refer. They're like, people know they're always going to get like the honest, like truth with me, but also they know they're like, I'm never make someone feel bad about themselves. I'm like just like, accept everybody like the way they are.
Yeah. It's like a good dig.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Awesome. Where can people reach out to you if they have any questions about, like, you know, maybe going team, you know, Iron Tribe, how does that work, or even being a coach?
Yeah. Definitely just if you reach out to me on Instagram, that's the best, even you noticed today. Usually I get a pretty quick response through that. And then the Iron Tribe Instagrams too as well, if people ever wanted to like reach out about Iron Tribes.
Awesome. Last question. So I forgot to add this in, but you have a sponsor. I think it's like Unbroken Designs. You're sponsored with them.
Unbroken Shop.
Sorry. So if you had a, you know, your dream sponsorship that you wanted to be sponsored with, who would it be, and like what other kind of sponsors would you like to have?
Ooh, that's a great question. Me and Mike have talked about, I would prefer like something like Jelly Beans, something like random. Cause actually that's probably what's always in my bag, actually, is Jelly Beans. I usually order the 3-pound thing of Jelly Beans. I'd like want the out of the box, like sponsorships, like Tiger Bomb, like things that I use all the time. Like that's what I feel like I would really want.
Okay. So you could probably get sponsored by Jelly Belly or something like that. Yeah.
No, I like love it. That
would the be sports great. Beans, sports beans. There you go. Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I use them all the time. Like I literally like you, I have Sour Patch Kids in my bag, or like glucose tabs. So if my blood sugar just drops, so I just cram those in my mouth and just like wait about like 10, 15 minutes and then I'll go back up again. Nice. So, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I really do appreciate kind of hearing your story, and I love rooting for taller athletes. Like I'm a big fan of taller athletes. So, well, thank you for coming on, and, you know, I would love to talk to you after the games or maybe after semifinals and, you know, see how everything's going.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for having me on.
Awesome.